Number 8. Crossing the bridge.
Tom came to a bridge marked total weight 100 kilos. Now Tom weighed 95 kilos, but he had 3 pineapples, each weighing 2 kilos. He couldn't throw them across the river because the pineapples would be smashed to pieces. How did Tom cross the bridge?
Number 9. The two students.
Two girls appeared at the registrar's office of a college. The receptionist handed each of them a questionnaire to fill out. Each girl wrote the following facts on the questionnaire. Each had the last name Smith. Each was born on February 29, 1960. Each was born at 376 East 53rd Street, New York City. Each had a father named John Smith and a mother named Gertrude Smith. When the girls had completed the questionnaires, they handed them to the registrar. The registrar read them and asked, "Are you two girls sisters?" They replied, "Yes, we are." Looking up from his papers, the registrar saw the two girls and noticed they looked exactly alike. He said, "You're twins, aren't you?" They both promptly answered, "No." Assuming that all the answers they gave were true, and that they had the same mother and father, how do you account for the fact that they were not twins?
Number 10. How can it be?
Albert Amblefoot walked outside in a heavy rainstorm for half an hour without getting a single hair of his head wet. He didn't wear a hat, carry an umbrella, or hold anything over his head. His clothes got soaking wet. How could this happen?
Number 11. A boy and girl.
As you are traveling in the kingdom of Jarapha, you come upon a boy and a girl who are dressed exactly alike. "I'm a boy," says the one with red hair. "I'm a girl," says the one with black hair. If at least one of them is not telling the truth, which is which?